And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Morning, Dave.
Morning, Brandy. Morning, Vossi.
That's pretty bizarre, isn't it? A former Dally M Rookie of the Year as the pitch invader.
Mm. Just extraordinary. When you think you've heard it all.
That's right.
Mark Rugby McClendon.
Can I throw something at you, David? This is the Big G, who's one of our stellar listeners. Like, he's in the immortal class. He's right up there. He's, Hall of Fame stuff. He says, morning, Vossi and Brandy and David. We need an investigation as to how many other Rookie of the Year players have turned to crime. Earlier this year, we had a fuel thief and now a pitch invader. There was a Dally M Rookie of the Year from 84, drove off from a petrol station without paying.
Yes.
So, David, you've got to follow this up, mate. You've got to follow
an investigation.
This up. Investigate. Rookies of the Year.
Well, I'm looking for some off-season work, so absolutely a story to chase. That's the one, boys. That is the one.
Yeah.
Rise and fall. Yep. What about the couple of NRL clubs had their awards night last night?
Yeah, they certainly did, Brandy. And look, we'll start with St George Illawarra. They did hold their awards night last night. People might be wondering why that was, why so late, given their season ended several weeks ago. Look, I think it's in relation to the fact that the women's team was still going, and it was out of respect of them completing their competition, and that's why the Dragons held their presentation last night. But really, no surprises here, guys. Ben Hunt was named Player of the Year for St George Illawarra. As I said, no real surprise. He was absolutely outstanding. I really thought it would have been closer in the match race for the Dally M, to be honest, with Nicho Hynes. But Nicho clearly won it in a canter. But Ben Hunt, absolutely outstanding. Still waiting for confirmation on that contract extension, guys, as far as Hunt's future at the Dragons is concerned. It's been teetering along a little bit. A bit of backward and forward stuff going on as far as what Ben Hunt is asking for. It's pushing into that 900 category now, guys, as far as what Ben Hunt wants. But St George Illawarra really aren't willing to go that far. I can understand that. I can understand that, given his age and where the club's at, and then the potential flow-on of what would happen if Hunt is locked down on a long-term deal at big money. You run the risk of losing some of your young guns, notably Jaden Sullivan, who is right on the radar of the Dogs. So, yeah, look, a big season for Ben Hunt and a big night last night. Just at the Eels, guys, really quickly, it was a special night for Sean Lane. Hasn't he had an extraordinary season? He was also named the Ken Thornett Player of the Year and also the Nathan Hindmarsh Player's Player. Deservedly so. Contract-wise, again, guys, I expect him to sign a new three-year deal, Sean Lane, and that to be announced in coming days.
Now, Panthers players, we'll leave Brandy out of this discussion because if I ask him point blank, he'll say, wait and see.
Yep.
The Penrith players, some of the Penrith Premiership players and the club, the ones they're going to retain, the ones they're trying to retain, are there others that just won't get an offer? Where are we at with the stock take of Penrith talent from the grand final?
Yeah, Vossi. Look, this is a byproduct of success, isn't it? And this is what we're seeing at the foot of the mountains. And straight away, back page today on the Daily Telegraph is the contract situation in relation to Liam Martin. Now, Liam and his management have been talking to the Panthers, I would say, for about 3 to 4 months now, attempting to get a deal done well beyond both the Premiership win last week and also before November 1. And that's going to be the delicate process for the Panthers management and their salary cap management. Because Liam Martin sits among a rich list. And I'm talking about Charlie Staines, Brian To'o, Stephen Crichton, Spencer Leno, and Scotty Sorensen. Now, they are all open to negotiate and sign with another club within the next month. So from November 1, they can go to the open market and sign with a rival club. Now, the Panthers want to do everything they can to try and keep every single one of those players. And I think they'll go close, but at the same time, I'd be surprised if one doesn't fall out. And that's just a byproduct of winning premierships, Vossi. And so the situation with Liam Martin, his manager has declared the ball is in the Panthers' court. I expect Liam to stay, guys. I expect Liam to stay on a four-year deal. Mm. That is what has been negotiated, a four-year deal, and I expect that one to get done.
Ooh, now.
What makes it difficult,
this is, this is what I do ask. Brandy, any update on that? Brandy, any reaction?
No update, but working just towards it. Working towards it. Andrew, yeah, everything's going on in the background, and hopefully we can we can tie up all those players. They are all signed for 2023, so we are talking 2024.
That's right.
But yeah, Dave's right. Success makes it tough to sign everyone.
Mm. Yeah. Now, and I remember
World Cup makes it difficult too, because players get on a plane tomorrow on Thursday tomorrow.
Start talking. I remember after the 2020 grand final, did we speak to Trent Barrett on this program? Like, he started, he went to work the next morning at Canterbury. So the moment he finished his Penrith commitments, he drove to work the next morning while the players were, doing what they did to, wind down the season. He went straight off to work. Is Cameron Serraldo doing the same at the Bulldogs?
He certainly is. He certainly is. You'll like this, Fossey. He started his day at Joe Bell's at Belmore, the nice. Famous cafe that
nice
that is so supportive of the Bulldogs.
Well, hello there. David's gone. Yeah,
James. Yeah, sorry, boys. I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm
there. Back. Yes, David.
Welcome back.
Started his day at the famous cafe at the Joe Bell's at Belmore, and it was meeting after meeting. And this is, guys, I've got to say, I know it's early doors, but I'm happy to throw it out there. I believe the Dogs will make the eight next year.
First prediction. And if they don't, what will you do, David? If they don't, is anything
you
will do?
No, no. Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Jeez, he's throwing me under the bus.
An early tip from Dave, Dogs will make the eight.
I just feel they only need a bit of tinkering as far as defence is concerned. We know Serraldo's background. He's so defence-orientated. The key buys of Reed Marnie and Kikau. They showed great promise by the back end of the season under Mick Potter. I think they can do it, guys. I really think they can make a significant improvement and climb into the top eight.
On the way up, for sure.
Yeah. And now I'll give you a quiz question, David, to finish. Very good report. How many Penrith players have won the Dally M Rookie of the Year since the award was introduced in 1980? How many Penrith players have won? There you go. There's a test for you. A lot of years, 42 years. How many?
I'll get to work on it because I don't know the answer to it. At the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, the answer's one. Greg Ellis.
Right.
You're the only one, Brendan.
They're great
nursery. Yeah, but so many young players come through Penrith, but only one has won the Dally M Rookie of the Year. There's his greatness, the man co-hosting the program, Greg Alexander. Well done, Brendan.
There we go. Dave, thanks very much.
Have a great day.
Thanks, boys. Go well.